Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Tuesday the 3rd of May 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So Sony's issues continue. Sony Online Entertainment has apparently confirmed that it's been attacked once again and it's lost a whole load of credit cards. 12,700 credit cards have disappeared. It's not looking good for them at the moment. I wouldn't be too worried, however, because it seems that the data goes back to 2011, so it's probably some long-lost backup. But as a precaution, they've taken themselves down and they're not going to come up for a while. Oh dear. RIMS announced the BlackBerry Bold Touch. It's a new QWERTY keyboard BlackBerry. It's got a 1.2 GHz processor, which is pretty fantastic, although it's still only got a very tiny screen. And it's carrying their new OS 7. So if you want OS 7, you can go and get it on this device. If you've got an old device, then don't worry, because you won't be able to get it at all. It's not going to be available. They've said no. So unlike Android, there's not going to be an upgrade for the older users. Bad luck. LG have released the P430 and the P530 Blade laptops. These look stunning. One of them, the 530, looks incredibly slim, comes with an aluminium body, it looks like a very Mackie-like keyboard as well, and it's got a Core i7 processor. There's pictures on Engadget if you want to go and have a look. They do look very, very nice. If I was a Windows user, I'd be thinking about them, that's for sure. Samsung Galaxy Tab 8.9 has been spotted and handled in Germany. It's popped up in a shop. It looks an awful lot like the iPad. I feel a lawsuit coming on. Whether it works any better than all the other stuff that they've brought out, I doubt. Apple news then, and Apple are supposedly, according to the rumours, going to release new iMacs today. We'll tell you tomorrow if they definitely do and give you the specs. iOS 4.3.3 is also rumoured to fix the tracking location issue, but the real news that's out there is that the Mac Defender app has been cloned and hacked, and if you click on some Safari web pages, they'll give you a message to say that your computer's at risk. You then click on it, and then your computer really is at risk because it allows downloads without notification. So be careful out there, people. What looks to be real is not. If you get pop-up messages, just close your browser and don't click on them. Peugeot has got the lap record at the Nürburgring for electric cars. Their EX1 went round in less time than Jeremy Clarkson took in a powered vehicle, and it averaged a speed of 85.9 miles per hour. It beat the previous record by 50 seconds, which is an enormous amount round there. Well done, Peugeot. The vehicle itself, though, won't be going into production. Now, do you remember Things? That was a really useful little note-taking application that wasn't particularly cheap, but did a decent job. And what it really lacked was some sort of cloud syncing between all the applications. Well, you'll be pleased to hear that it's come out. If you want the cloud sync version, it's currently in beta, and you'll have to have Things, of course, and that's not going to be cheap. It's $10 for the iPhone iPod Touch, $20 for the iPad, and $50 if you want it on your desktop. There's better out there, trust me. Now, I never thought we'd be doing this on a tech show, but the latest technology in water guns is out there. Super Soaker from Nerf has introduced a brand new concept in water guns. They've been innovative beyond belief. What they've manufactured for you is a whole set of reloadable magazine cartridges. Basically, these are little water bottles that you carry around on a utility belt, and when your Nerf's out, you plug them in and you keep on firing while your mates are reloading, and of course, you win the battle. Yes, huzzah! And finally, when you get your new Nintendo 3DS, what's the logical thing to do? Well, according to one bloke, it's to go down to his local tattoo shop near where he lives and have the game system's augmented reality card permanently tattooed onto his arm. And now when he looks at it through his 3DS, he sees his little character dancing around on his arm. I think it's pretty awesome, actually. I think eminently sensible. Well done, mate. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again tomorrow for a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. I hope you have a good day. Thanks for listening.